My name is Jen Ashburn. I am filling in for Chris, who is has family obligations tonight. So welcome to Hemingway. It's a great reading tonight. A lot of wonderful readers. I cannot fill Chris's philosophical shoes. He always has such thoughtful things to say about writing and poetry. And I can't do that, I don't feel, as he does that. But one thing I can do is share a poem that I love. And it is a poem that I think speaks to the reason we write and the reason we create art. So I will share that with you before I hand things over to Joan. But before I do that, I just want to give a big thanks to Herb and Hop Farms. Yes, let's give her a and remind you that we will be passing out the tip jar to please show your love. All right. So the poem I selected for tonight is by Maxine Skates. I came across this through a journal called Cave Wall. This is one of the first journals I ever submitted to, and they didn't publish me. But they sent my poems back. I actually send it through the mail, and they sent one of my poems back with like really detailed notes, which astounded me. And just for them to take that much care with my poem really made an impression. And so I thought, well, I'll buy a year's subscription, see what this journal's about. And I'm glad I did, because I came across one of those poems that really stuck with me, and it's become kind of a touchstone poem for me. It's by Maxine Skates, a West Coast poet, and it's called Singer. They listen to something they can't hear until they open their mouths, skinny whistler in a tuneless childhood where every scrape, every skinned knee, every door slammed on a spilled or misbegotten dream leans toward us cloaked in smoky bar light or circled in stage light. Amalia Rodriguez singing the losses of Fadu in a language we don't understand but can, because no one was happy there and neither were we. They tell us what we want to know and what we don't. Static popping, Bessie Smith singing to Clara Smith, singing it back. We don't know why we are here. They're not asking why. They're just saying that's how it is. Earth turning, their voices spinning a thread through the galaxy. Life going on, every stray dog howling at the moon. If they live long enough, if the car doesn't crash on a Mississippi back road, if Garland's last pill isn't one pill too many, their voices thicken, their vocal cords scar with the notes they keep reaching for, because they know we've been waiting, listening without knowing why we were listening until we heard them, our sirens, our chorus, their voices heard for the first time in the honeyed voice of someone we knew. The shot thrown back at the kitchen table, the lipstick on the rim of the glass, the first voice that told us sorrow was a well so deep we'd never hear the rock hitting water, that song, their song, never a song of ships so much as someone going away, a lament, never a song sung around fires, the one that keeps telling the endless march to victory, but the other song, Hecuba's wail, the song of junked cars and roofs tarped against rain, song of the broken branch we gave them, its fragrant blossoms asking, please sing why it's broken, sing why we broke it, why do these blossoms fade? Maxine Skates, everyone. All right. All right, and we're in for a great night, and I'll hand it over to Joan Bauer.